Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on a male named Nicholas Lupo, L-U-P-O. As per the record supplied, Nicholas Lupo was seen at City MD on 4/27/22, reporting he was injured earlier that day. Period. He works on a ship and his left wrist and elbow impacted on a metal railing. Period. He was examined and had pain with range of motion about the wrist. Period. This was also the case about the elbow. Period. X-rays showed a mildly separated fracture of the tip of the ulnar styloid, semicolon. Distal and carpal bones are intact. Period. X-rays of the elbow showed no fracture, dislocation, or acute bony or joint abnormalities. Period. Fat pads were not displaced. Period. He was diagnosed with a closed fracture of the left ulnar styloid process that was displaced. Period. He was immobilized and in a gutter splint, ulnar gutter splint, and released. Period. He was seen regularly at this facility, appeared in a paragraph on 6/3/22. Dr. Sue, S.U., had him undergo an MRI of the left wrist to be inserted here. Appeared in a paragraph, he followed up with Dr. Sue to review these results on 6/23/22. Period. Overall, he continued to improve. Period. Upon exam, there was minor swelling about the dorsal aspect of the left wrist, but no pain at the ulnar styloid process. Period. He was monitored through 7/8/22. Period. At that time, Dr. Sue found no tenderness of the ulnar styloid process. Period. Active range of motion on the left was flexion 30/35 degrees and extension 30 degrees, with pronation normal and supination normal. Period. He had minimal discomfort with resisted supination. Period. Watson's scaphoid shift test was negative. Period. He had repeat x-rays of the left wrist on this visit. Period. They revealed the presence of a fracture involving the ulnar styloid with a fracture fragment of 2 by 3 millimeters and 1.5 millimeters of displacement. Period. There was no obvious distal radius ulnar joint injury. Period. He had no subluxation of the ulna on lateral view. Period. There was minor healing at the fracture site. Period. Overall, there was no significant change in alignment compared to the prior imaging. Period. He was cleared to return to work on 7/18/22. Period. He was advised to return on 8/2/22 for consideration of maximum medical improvement, but he was a no-show and never rescheduled. Period. It is my understanding he returned to work as advised. Period. He did not participate in physical therapy or occupational therapy. Period. Findings and conclusions on 4/27/22. Nicholas Lupo struck his left upper extremity on metal railing at work. Period. He was seen the same day at urgent care, where x-rays identified a fracture of the distal ulnar styloid. Period. He was properly immobilized and pain was treated as necessary. Brady followed up, but remained somewhat symptomatic. Appeared accordingly. MRI of the wrist was done on 6/3/22 to be inserted here. Period. He returned to Dr. Sue, with whom he ultimately was non-compliant. Period. He was cleared to return to work in a full duty capacity and has done so. Period. New paragraph. I will rate this case using the 6th edition for the diagnosis of fracture through the base of the ulnar styloid with radial displacement, common distal displacement, comma, and mild radial rotation. Period. There was partial thickness, undersurface tearing of the membranous component and dorsal band of the scaphoid lunate ligament. Period. Had low-grade partial thickness tearing of the styloid and foveal, F-O-V-E-A-L, triangular ligaments, and the volar and dorsal distal radial ulnar ligaments. Period. He had mild to moderate extensive carpal nares tendinosis and mild first carpal metacarpal joint arthrosis. Period. Incidentally noted was a multiseptated ganglion cyst at the volar aspect of the radiocarpal joint. Period. And that is the end.